Malone told KPCW the governor's proposal is to increase last year's funding from $12 million to $15 million for this year. Still, he said you never know what you have until the final minute of the legislative session.
You never know with funding until they lock the door and stop the clock. It's it has no real opposition to it. I think most legislators look at it as it's an investment. You put money in, you get more money out when you do marketing. And so I think most get it, but you never know at the very end when what piece needs more money, and it's an easy target, considered by some to be kind of fluff. And so if you need to steal $1 million here or $1 million there for another project, it can be a target for that. So we're just hoping that it'll just go through smoothly here for the rest of the session, and when they turn off the lights, that it's still there.
A proposal this year would allow state tourism to build on its success.
There is a kind of another bill that doesn't have to do with the amount for this year, but has to do with extending the ability to use this formula through 2019. It would allow us to continue to say if we make the state more money in these sales tax areas, then the budget has the ability to grow with that. So that has passed the House, passed the Senate, back for some minor modifications. So we think that's going to be good, and we're going to have the formula, hopefully, for the next several years.
He detailed where some of the marketing fund goes.
20% of those dollars go into what's called a co-op fund, and that co-op fund is nonprofit organizations and destination marketing organizations such as ourselves can apply for funds to match funds. So our television campaign that we ran this winter in New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles, those commercials were partially funded by those money. So we got, I think, in excess of about $250,000 of that came back to us to extend our television buy to promote Park City as a ski destination this winter.
Another 10%, he said, goes to the Utah Sports Commission.
And in a year like this year, I would say we've got our fair share of Sports Commission dollars with all of the Olympic qualifying events. Many of those that are the World Cup at Deer Valley, the Grand Prix at Park City, the Nordic Combined, all were heavily funded by the Sports Commission.
Park City Chamber Bureau Director Bill Malone, who also noted the chamber has moved its headquarters, though not very far. He said they've outgrown the location on Prospector Avenue, so last week they moved to a building on Sidewinder across the street from the Marriott Hotel. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.